Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army, and your host. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be focused on veterans helping veterans. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love, and there's no question about that, they love our veterans and families. As I mentioned, today's theme is about veterans helping veterans. I'm so excited to introduce a new friend, a great supporter of the veterans and their families, John Valentine, CEO and founder of Operation Phantom Support out of Killeen, Texas. And John, I can't tell you how happy I am to have you on the show. So welcome to the podcast. So good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Sergeant Major. It's an honor to be here with you, to spend some time with you talking about some veteran issues and some things we can do to help support our veterans and their families. So I'm excited. So thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate that. We have so much we want to discuss with you, John. So about your journey since you left the Army. We talked a minute ago, you was a Sergeant First Class and a First Sergeant many times. Yeah. But many years ago, that things that you're doing now in Killeen and really throughout the region to help our veterans and families. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we get started, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I was in a military family. My father served 21 years in the United States Navy. So I grew up in the military. So I grew up as a dependent. My father served the whole time I was, a kid growing up. The year I went in the Army, he retired in July 1990. I went in the Army September 11th, 1990. So months after my dad retired, I went in the military. He did 20 years and then I did 20 years. So I lived on both. But I tell people this, that's why I loved what I do, because I work with a lot of military families. And I tell them, look, I lived on both sides of the fence. I lived on the side growing up as a kid where my dad was gone all the time and And I understood how hard it was for my mother. And then I worked on the other side too, where I was a soldier and I was gone all the time and my family had to go without me being around. So I understand both sides of the fence, and it's kind of convenient for me when I'm trying to help soldiers and their families because I can relate to both sides, which really gives me an advantage, I think. So it helps.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Operation Phantom Support. I know there's a lot of enterprises, and you're running to support and help our veterans. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Operation Phantom Support, basically what I did was build out a nonprofit that helps support soldiers and their families with day-to-day living assistance. So we focus specifically on things that help the family make it through the paycheck to paycheck kind of role. So we provide programs like a food pantry, a free birthday cake program, Christmas toy programs, backpacks for school, car repairs, things that impact the military family throughout the year going on and help them save a little bit of money throughout the month so they make things just a little easier. Plus, we provide mental health counseling, financial budget counseling. We work with a whole lot of other organizations that come to our facility to help establish a way to communicate with the veteran community to help them understand that there are organizations out there that want to help them. So our big thing here is, and what I've been focused on, is the synergy of all the nonprofits to try to make sure we're supporting the veterans in every aspect of different things. Because some nonprofits focus on certain things. Like, I have other nonprofits that take soldiers on trips and do fishing and hunting and stuff. I don't do that, but I make sure they have enough food on the table, clothes on their kids' back, furniture in the house, car gets fixed, they get birthday cakes, Christmas toys. So ours is a little different. But it's also very, very, family orientated, where you come in here as a soldier or veteran and you feel welcome. You don't feel like anybody's looking down on you or anything like that. So that's what I wanted. Yeah. So that's what we did.
Yeah. John, I've got to ask this question. How did you get into doing this?
Well, when I retired from the Army Sergeant Major, I retired in 2010. So I've been out now, just going to be 11 years this year. But when I retired, I wanted to kind of find a job that did something for my community. So I started my first employment I had a job working as a drill sergeant at a juvenile detention center. So I was working with troubled youth, trying to help these young men and women.
Just to let you know, I was a troubled youth. Go ahead, bud.
Amen, right? But yeah, so I was a drill sergeant there. We're in our uniforms, and they gave us drill sergeant hats. And, you know, of course, and we're running around, and we're taking these kids outside when they misbehave and smoking them, you know, PT stuff and, you know, mule kicks and fodder kicks off, just smoking them, right? And then just to get their mind right that there's consequences for behavior like that. So we're trying to get their mindset. So I worked there for about a year. And decided, hey, I want to do something different. So I went to work for a hospital for a little while. And then I told myself, you know what? I got to do something to pay it forward. I got to do something to take care of these soldiers that are still serving and deploying. All these deployments are still going on. You know, in Iraq and Afghanistan were still pretty relevant then. So I wanted to do something to kind of pay it forward for those guys, but also help take care of the veterans that have separated that might be struggling a little bit. So I decided, hey, I'm going to start a nonprofit. And I was on the board of directors of another nonprofit out of Dallas. And they asked me to do something for them down here in Killeen. So I set up a thrift store to help them raise money. But then I'm like, you know, guys, we could do something a little different that could make a bigger impact on this community here. And they were 100% agreements, but they just didn't want to change the way they did business. So I said, you know what? Let me buy you out from down here, and I'll start my own nonprofit to kind of focus on the things I think are going to be more beneficial for Fort Hood. Because as everybody knows, if you're in the Army, Fort Hood is—it's either Fort Bragg or Fort Hood are the largest base in the country the time. It fluctuates between them. Like right now, we got 38,000. Soldiers on Fort Hood. I think Fort Bragg has 39,000. So, I mean, it fluctuates, but this is one of the largest bases in the country and has a lot of soldiers in, and there's over 100,000 veterans that live within a 25 mile of Fort Hood. So there's a saturation of military community here. So I wanted to do something to give back to this community and really support it. So we developed Operation Parent Support along with my parents got involved, my wife, my aunt. So I had a lot of family with me to help me start it up, and it's been great. And, you know, we made it. We've been around 7 years now. So we've passed the threshold where most nonprofits fold, which is before 5 years. And we've already passed that. And we're still growing and getting stronger every day. So it's really exciting for us.
Well, I just tell you, John, that I know it's in your DNA, just like it's in my DNA. You want to continue to help your veterans and families as much as you can. Yeah. We're talking with John Valentine from Operation Family Support. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. John, we first met you after learning about what you're doing in Killeen to address the food insecurities on veterans and families that we're facing during COVID. And I must say, it was amazing the kind of things that you was doing to help our veterans and that community and really throughout the region. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is, you know, we average right now, and let everybody know that our food pantry, we're one of the only food pantries in the state of Texas even, and it's definitely in our county region, where we're open more than once a month to people. So a lot of food pantries around here let you come once a month. They give you a couple of weeks worth of food, they say, and then you go on and you got to survive. Well, I looked at that math and I said, that math don't work out. If you got a family of four and you got kids, those kids are eating like they're eating as much as they can eat because they're growing and their bodies are in two weeks worth of food isn't going to make it. So we are open twice a week, eight times a month. So if you become a donor with us and you need to use it, you can use it as often as you need to use it. And plus, we don't give out canned food. We give out fresh fruits and vegetables, meats, frozen dinners, breads and pastries, things like that you can actually take home and use, not just put in a cupboard and forget you get it. You have it. So that's where we kind of took the turn. Now we serve, last year we served 46,727 soldiers,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But since we started in 2014, we have served individually 301,702 individuals have walked through my doors. 1,058,715 family members have been fed by our nonprofit and our food pantry. That averages out to about 43,000 a year, about 3,500 a month, and about 890 a week that come through here to get food support. That's just food support, because food insecurity right now, like I've told people this a million times, people talk about soldiers' pay and all this. They get paid. Yeah, they do get paid. But listen, the military sets up pay scales based on an individual soldier coming in the Army, and they're going to pay him or her. They're not anticipating them having a family and all this other stuff. That's why they give BAH and the other allowances. But even those allowances aren't really enough to make it really a super comfortable growing up kind of family thing. It makes it, you can do it if you get more rank and you've been in a little longer because you get a little bit more pay. But these younger kids that come in E4s, they get married. Like I had a young E4 come in yesterday, married a girl who had two kids already. And this kid's an E3, he was 23.
Yeah.
Married a girl who's 26, already got two kids. So now this kid goes from an E3 or E4, whatever it was, on his own, to having to now feed himself, his wife, and his two new stepkids, and provide clothes, food, you know, all this other stuff. And he's the only breadwinner. She doesn't work, or she's trying to find a job. I'm trying to help her find a job right now, actually. But So these stories happen all the time. I get these all the time. You know, first sergeants call me or commanders call me. Hey, John, we need some help. I'm like, send them. I got them. I'll get them stored away for you. Because that was the other thing I learned at Fort Hood. When I was at Fort Hood, I had soldiers come in all the time. Hey, Sergeant V, I paid all my bills, man, but I don't have enough money for groceries. So I'd reach in my wallet. Here's $200. Go get groceries and come back and see me so we can sit down and do your budget and figure out, you know, where we can squeeze some money out to save you some money. And then I started researching, hey, is there any nonprofits in the area or organizations that can support, help soldier with this kind of situation? I couldn't find any. So that was one of the things that started the ball rolling for me in 2008, 2009, before I got out. I was like, there's got to be something we got to build that's going to be supporting these soldiers. Just too many soldiers on Fort Hood to not be able to support that need. So that's where I came back around in that circle and said, hey, I'm just going to start a nonprofit. And then OPF was born. And the reason we called Operation Phantom Support is because Fort Hood are called the Phantom Warriors. So yeah. We wanted to connect it to Fort Hood. And we wanted to do that and make sure the soldiers on Fort Hood knew we were here. So that's what's important.
Hey, John, real quick, would you give us especially the people that are at Fort Hood or anywhere, would you give me the email or a website that you go to sort of get us?
Our website is just www.phantomsupport.org, all one word, and Phantom, like Phantom of the Opera, I tell people all the time, so they spell it right. And then our email address is just info@phantomsupport.org, O-R-G. And you can reach out to us. You can call us. We have our phone numbers on our website. You can call us during our working hours. You can email us. We're very responsive. I mean, sometimes it takes a little time, but we do respond to everybody who calls us or emails us. And we try to reach out and help them if we can help them. And we try to, if it's something we don't do, we make a huge effort to make sure we get them to somebody who does do what they need. For instance, if a soldier calls me and they need help with a car payment, we don't do that. But I have organizations out there that will help with that. So I can get them in touch with them and hopefully get the ball rolling and help them out. So
that's what we do. Yeah, you're doing an amazing job. I mean, just from an old veteran's point of view, thank you for what you do and what you continue to do. Yep. That's a big deal. We're talking with John Valentine from Operation Phantom Support. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast.
This Your Next Mission Podcast is made possible by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack Altelli, and we're blessed to be here today with Mr. John Valentine, CEO and co-founder of Operation Phantom Support. We're one of my favorite parts of the podcast where we get to hear from our veterans. John, since you served many years in the Army, we'd like to ask you to share with our audience and your transition story, the ups and downs, and give them some advice maybe before they get out of the service.
Yeah, well, sorry, maybe that's funny. Funny you bring that up, because I think I have my own podcast too, and my very first episode was talking about veterans that were going through transitions and some challenges we run into. Now, I didn't run into any kind of super dramatic challenges. The biggest challenge for me as a senior leader as a senior leader and NCO in the Army, the hardest thing for me transitioning out was returning back to being considered a private, you know what I mean? Like whatever job you got.
I know that.
Back to, yeah, I'm sure you do too, Sergeant Major. So, but it was kind of that mentality of your experience and all the stuff you knew and learned and all the leadership tactics and everything you knew, you had to reduce yourself back down to private snuffy and had to work your way back up. So that was a challenge in itself. And then the other big challenge for me transitioning was just how to really build a proper relationship with civilians. Because as military guys, you know, like you, when you walk in a room, everybody went to parade dress and waited for you to tell us what to do next, right?
Yeah.
But when I walked into a room with my junior, so they did the same thing. Everybody went to parade rest and waited for me to give you. Well, when you walk in a room now, everybody's like, whatever. They don't even acknowledge you're there half the time. So there was a transition for me. It was more mental and more, I think it was more the mental part for me, because it was hard for me. Because the other thing, too, is when you're in a uniform, you're wearing your kind of part of your resume and uniform, your badges and your tab. Yeah, like, I had a tab, I had badges, I had rank. So people could identify right away and say, okay, this guy's a senior NCO. He's got a badge. He's got a tab. Okay, so we need to shut up and listen for a second or whatever, because this guy might have something to say that's important. Where in the civilian side, you know, you're kind of out there on your own and you got to fend for yourself, so to speak. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying that's the way it is, though. It's different. It's a different concept of how to be professional.
I really think it took me about a year to fit in.
Because it took me a little while, just because I had to learn about building relationships at a much more, because in the civilian sector they expect more give back than they do give. Yeah. I mean, they expect more in return for what they're doing for you than what you had to do in the Army or in the military. So it took me a little while, but I got it, and now I'm in all the Rotary clubs and everybody else, and everybody knows me, and things are really good now, but it takes some time to transition. That's why I tell soldiers all the time, Start building a plan about a year or 2 years before you think you're going to get out, so you can kind of get a concept. Because even if you have a job lined up, that doesn't matter. It's about the environment of the job that's going to be the challenge. It's not the job. I'm sure you'll do fine at your job. It's working with the people to your left and right and next to you that you're going to have to worry about, because you know you're a threat to them too. And I tell a lot of veterans that you're going to be a threat to whoever you get hired at, because you're the veteran, and the people that are hiring you love that you're a veteran because they know you're going to show up on time, you're going to be disciplined, you're going to do it. Whereas the civilian guys don't have that attitude. So you're going to be a threat to them. So a lot of those guys, like I had guys I worked with at that first job I had, they would try to sabotage you from time to time, just be, and not like blatantly like trying to get you fired, but they would just, they would jerk around with you to try to make you do something to make, take the eyes off you as the role model kind of employee.
Yeah.
So there's some challenges there, you know, and all you guys out there listening, if you're going to be getting out of the Army or you already got out of the military or whatever, just remember, Find some veteran groups that you can go to blow off some steam and get stuff off, because it's easier to talk to us as veterans in a Facebook group or in a chat like this or whatever than it is to sometimes talk to civilians, because it takes you a while to kind of get into their culture.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I could say. It's tough.
Yeah,
that's probably the hardest challenge.
Right? Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for sharing your story and really thank you for what all you're doing for our veterans and families. And I want the people that are out there listening to this, I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us that, you know, what topics you like us to cover. I'm not sure we're covering the right ones, but tell us what you want. And I want to hear from that. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 and I'll actually call you back. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast, and I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. We're talking with Mr. John Valentine from Operation Phantom Support. And we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I just have a couple more questions for you, John.
Sure. Yeah.
John, what's the goals and aspirations of Operation Phantom Support, and what does it look for you guys, or how does it look for you guys in the future?
Well, honestly, Sergeant Major, I think my biggest goal for Operation Phantom Support is just the outcome of the veteran community and the military community here to know that there's an organization out there that they can fall to that's going to help support them in their needs. I mean, we're trying to grow our brand, so to speak, to make sure people know that when you come here, you're family right away, and we're going to have how to try to take care of you and make sure you get what you need to get so you can get squared away for your family. That's our biggest goal, is to make people feel that way. Because I'm telling you right now, I mean, the COVID was kind of a harsh kind of a wake-up call for everybody, because you know, people come into our food pantry every Thursday and Saturday, and they come in, and people were hugging each other. They were happy to see each other. They were talking, catching up on their families between each other. My volunteers handing out food, and people are just, honestly, it's the most, it's almost comical, because it's like everybody knows each other because they've been coming to get food and support, and they know that people here don't judge them. And so our big thing is we just want to synchronize this community to make sure everybody knows that this veteran community can stand up together and make this place stronger, a better place to live. Hopefully start reducing some crime, because everybody's going to be looking out for each other versus looking out for themselves, things like that. So that's kind of what our goal is for our nonprofit, and we'll hopefully get there soon.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing a tremendous job. John, do you have any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience? And you know, again, make sure you give your website and anything they can contact you, but any final thoughts?
My final thought would be this. If you're out there listening to this and you're a military or you're a veteran or you're just a patriotic American and you just think this is an amazing, you should be listening anyway, because Sergeant Major Tilley is an amazing man. I remember meeting him years and years ago when we were both in the Army, and he was very inspirational to me. So I would say this, just take care of each other as veterans. If you got a veteran battle buddy out there or whatever, and he's having a tough time, talk to him, listen to him. Don't judge him. Just hear him out. Let him get it off his or her chest. And just be there for them. I mean, I've learned that that's one of the biggest tools for me, is to just be a sounding board for a lot of veterans, because it helps them get through the day and it helps them let it off get easy. Because you all know that the whole suicide thing for veterans has been wackadoodle since we all, you know, this whole thing started with Iraq and Afghanistan. So the biggest thing for me is just be an outlet for each other. Just let you know, talk to each other. I have active duty soldiers come here and talk to me. I have veterans come here and talk to me. I always tell them, my phone number is on there. You can call me anytime. I'll talk to you. I'll come meet you at Applebee's at 2 o'clock in the morning, have coffee with you to get you through the night. If that's what it takes. But you got to make the effort to be there for each other, because, you know, we got to be there for each other. Because I, you know, I want to see everybody in Valhalla too, but I don't want to get there yet. You know what I mean? I got stuff to do here still. So, yeah. So just talk to each other and be there for each other. That's the biggest thing I would tell you.
You know, John, just to add to that a little bit is yesterday I talked to a bunch of people, and you've said it too. We're all about a family. We all, you know, we live together, we fought together, and we trust each other. And I, you know, on a personal basis, I just can't thank you enough for what you're doing and what you continue to do, because I know you got a special a special spot in your heart for all of our veterans and families for doing what you're doing. So thanks to Mr. John Valentine, CEO and founder of Operation Phantom Support. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you for listening today. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully it's a good review. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you so many services that will assist you in that transition from the military. You can also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that we have available for you. But please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow us on our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and LinkedIn. Also, we have Veterans Hiring Veterans event coming up in Huntsville on the 11th of October. It's at the Von Braun Center at Space and Missile Defense Symposium. Please visit Huntsville2021.yournextmission.org to get more information. And again, thanks to John Valentine from Operation Phantom Support for being with us today. It was a great podcast having you on here today, and we certainly appreciate it. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. I want to end each podcast with a little story about me and experiences in my life. It's sort of interesting to me. Last year, and we're talking to John about feeding service members. Last year, though, I was watching television, and this commercial come on the TV. And it talked about all the people in our country that were hired, that were hungry. And there was 51 million people around the world that go hungry each day. And I thought, my goodness, that can't be true. And so there's a school about two blocks from me. So I walked up to that school and I said, hey, look, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Anyway, the bottom line is once I finished talking to them, they told me at least, I think there was 21 or 22 kids that were in their program that their best meal a day was from the food that the school was giving to them. They had they called it the backpack program for kids in school. So the things that John's doing to help our veterans and families, it's not just in our military. It's around the country. It's around our world. So if you got time and you really want to help somebody, get off your duff a little bit and get out there and find things that you can do to help our country and help our veterans and help our families and do things that are positive. And I read something yesterday, and I shared it with John a little while ago, but I want to share it with the audience here today. It doesn't matter what you have. It's what you do with what you have. And I thought that's a great quote, because it's about, you can have all the money in the world and be happy, but it's about what you do with that money and what you do with your time to help people around the world. So I just think what John's doing is unbelievable, and I think the way he's doing it is again, first-class operation. Again, thanks to Cloudcast Media, and of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, and Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do and continue to do for our veterans. See you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.